Indeed. We are asking you to sit back. We are asking you to lay back. We are asking you to enjoy the good life. In other words, there is no more need for suffering, dears, regardless of circumstances. You see, our channeler, she was sharing the good life. She questions the wordage as such because it did not seem good at all. It seemed rather helter-skelter. But in fact, she proved herself worthy. She proved herself able. And she proved herself willing to allow the dust to settle. You see, each of you are moving into your new domain. Each of you are moving into your new address. And you are affording yourselves the right to the kingdom. Imagine arriving at a new destiny. You are walking in. Here is the plush carpeting. Here are the beautiful drapes. Understand? It is an address similar to Beverly Hills. It is the right stuff. We are aligning each of you to the awakening, to the awareness that each of you have arrived at a most prestigious address. Understand? It is one that is seen by the tour buses. It is one that is valued, high prized real estate as such. Now, we ask you therefore to succumb to temptation, to be afraid not, but to enjoy the good life. Indeed, the day has arrived to look around the room and discover, in fact, all is moving beautifully into your highest dwelling, into your highest resting place, into your divine appointment. Imagine this place of arrival now appears to be a castle, understand? Where kings and queens frolic, where there is enjoyment and laughter and mirth. Now, some of you are waiting your turn to ask your beautiful questions because you are not experiencing mirth at all. You are experiencing anything but. And that is where we are asking you to focus on the light. As you are most willing, dear ones, to seize the light, to seize the opportunity to trust this early exchange of truth, in fact, you will be quite delighted in your new environment. Now, we cannot say as such, but let us to say you have already climbed on board. In other words, you are no longer onlookers. You are the heavenly guests, the heavenly body. Now, we ask you to stretch around about a bit. We ask you to relax and allow yourself to receive the gifts that are ongoing through this transmission. In other words, as we have been talking with you, as we have been sharing a bit of the good news, in fact, we have been dropping gifts. We have been dropping bucket loads. Can you feel this? Can you receive it? In other words, dear ones, your spiritual DNA has been affected. You are allowing yourself to receive and to hold more light. Understand? Now, light is powerful. Light is helpful. Light will help you transmute any situation of difficulty. You must understand, dear ones, what you are doing is moving back in time and moving through some past energies of past karmic dues. And so it is all due you in a sense, but it is not here for it to stay. In other words, if you get mud on your shoes, you are not obligated to leave the mud on. It is quite important and necessary and appropriate, yes, to get some shoe polish or to get the garden hose and to wash away until it is nice and clear and bright and spanking new. Now, that in truth is what you are affording yourselves. In other words, you cannot possess, you do not have the ability to affect linear consciousness. It is here to stay, in a sense, until there is no more room in your place card to attend to as such. Understand? In other words, as you place your attention on the light, as you park your lower vehicle and you climb the heavenly stairs, the dwelling, to your new address, to your new castle surroundings, in fact, there is no more need to fear anything. You are the light bearers. You are the ones that have a destiny of possessing more light. Now, as you allow yourselves to receive these gifts, we ask you to assume a position of power. Now, some of you are still a bit scared. Some of you are still a bit timid in assuming such a position. A position of power is frightening. A position of power is alarming. And we say a position of power is the exalted place for you to stand. In other words, what if power affords you the ability to heal? What if power affords you the ability to dream big? To dream big with a vast conclusion that will relieve the suffering of many. Do you see, power has many advanced states of holy awareness that bring good to many. Understand the great uses of power, understand the value. Power orchestrates your arrival. In other words, when you have fear, when you have the lower vibrational exchanges, without power, you are a victim as such, and you are, you are pulled or tethered by the strings of the karmic winds. Now, without power, your life is unpredictable. Now, we cannot say for sure, but let us suggest that you have an opportunity to end such nonsense. In other words, as you choose to honor your masterhood, as you choose to jump on board, as you choose to receive the heavenly glow, the light, in fact, you will be allocated great riches, great spiritual wealth, great understanding, and yes, those healing gifts. Now, some of you have inquired, you would like to have the third eye open a bit more. Where are my psychic abilities and such? We ask you to consider what you are dreaming about yourselves. In other words, you have a right to choose, dearie, yes? And as you choose yourself to be a victim of past consequence, well, there is no room for future intention. We therefore ask you to play a bit more with your concept of self. We ask you to stretch, not in a expectancy of gaining a few poundage, but of embodying more light. In other words, dear ones, it is time to trust that, in fact, you are a divine being. Now, as a divine being, you would understand that the psychic gifts are many. It is as easy as this. If you are consistent in believing that you are linear as such, well, then it is a lost cause. We therefore ask each of you to open up the drawstrings and allow the light in. Open up the franchise that has been acquired and permit yourself to have a few more flavors. You see, as you bring in room besides the strawberry and the chocolate, and you bring in the heavenly clouds, you bring in the sunshine, you bring in the angelic realm, well, then you are tasting the good life. There is no place that you need to be other than where God has planted you as such. In other words, dear ones, you are growing in your light, you are growing in your wisdom, and you are growing in your capacity to receive the full understanding of your power, to receive your light. And so, dear ones, we are closing this activation as such, and we ask you to commit. In other words, in each moment, are you of the divine? Are you of the awakening? Or are you of the past? When you notice you're treating yourself a past consequence, we simply ask you to click your heels and choose again. In other words, there is no more room for martyrs, yes? You are done with that, over, complete, book is returned as such. And so, we ask you to keep expanding. We ask you to keep opening up your heart to love. We ask you to bow to the masters that walk Holy Mother Earth. And so it is. And they're asking us if each of us will to allow ourselves an extra moment and to just establish contact with this new vibration. There's this new frequency that has been offered at this time. And as we allow ourselves to dance with it, as we allow ourselves to engage with this new opportunity, in truth, we are already there. There is no time like the present to allow this energy exchange. There is no need, you see, to go over the old treatises. It's a bit like being offered a jump in a timeline. In other words, when you're offered the jump, allow yourself, permit yourself to take the leap and allow yourselves to no longer look back. Now, the reason they're saying that is because you have free will. And as you will receive the miracle as such and then disengage and prioritize the lower capacity, well, you have free will to call the meeting off. You have the free will to turn off the light. On the other hand, they're asking us to consider, but why bother? In other words, as you afford yourselves the keys to the kingdom, imagine placing a new key on your key ring. It can be gold, it can be silver, it can be shiny, it can be brass, it can be multicolored. But to imagine a new key on your key ring, as you do, this is a signal to each of you that you have afforded yourselves the right to a new mansion, that you have afforded yourselves the right to a new vibration. And this is the truth of it. It is as easy as 1, 2, 3, as you will accept, as you will receive, and as you will allow. And so it is. The energy is like still vibrating in my body. I'm not 100% here yet. So hold on one moment and then we'll begin. I have Mother Mary here assisting us and working with us. And what she is doing is she's placing some kind of, oh my gosh, it's like some kind of sacred, it's something sacred, but she's like anointing our higher hearts, and it has like this essence of, oh my gosh, I guess that's like rose. I guess that's like a rose scent. It has this essence of remembrance. And so as we're walking through these days, I don't know what the calendar says these days, or I always have people like letting me know, today is this, today is that. But there's opportunity. I'm going to say this in layman's terms. There's opportunities for shifts right now. In other words, like literally what they're saying is like we're being presented with opportunities that, you know, we've kind of seen before, places where we have historically had problems, had like situations, and where like individually in each of our past, like where we are literally making a bid for power in terms of that new, oh my God, the energy is so beautiful. In terms of that opportunity for that new approach. And so that this essence, this offering is here to invite us, to support us, I'm gonna say it that way, to support us in anchoring in this new choice. And we're gonna see it. Like normally a situation that would maybe like scare the bejesus out of us or whatever, that in fact, with this offering, you're gonna see where it's like, well, normally I act this way, but I think I can do it this way now. It's gonna be like that, and you're gonna feel that and recognize that. And she's here simply sort of lending her energetic support to help us choose that new approach, choose that light, choose that power, choose that conviction. I shouldn't say man, I should say woman. I guess it's Mary. It's so lovely. It's so lovely. Oh my gosh, I'm just so grateful personally to receive that. Okay, so what we're gonna do now is we're going to move around, and each person is invited to ask a question. I am actually going to take a moment and just look for my phone, because in all my hustle and bustle, I did not take my cell phone with me, and I need that with my son in school. So give me a quick second, my apologies. It's just one of those moments, which are divinely perfect, but I will return in a moment. Okay, so we are good to go. I have a small house that was easy to find. All right, so we'll start with Avril. We'll work our way around. How can we help you, Avril?
Hi.
Hi, sweetheart. How can we help you today?
I wondered if they had any tips on how I can open up to my psychic gifts.
Oh my gosh. So did you notice that they addressed that in the message?
Yeah, I did. A couple of things that were relevant.
Oh my gosh. I'm trying to remember what they said because I'm like so spacey, it's hard for me to remember. But oh, I do remember. So the first thing is, and say your first name.
Avril.
It's vitally important that you step up in terms of your appreciation of self. In other words, when I tune into you, it's sort of like, oh gosh, you're in England. So I don't know if you saw this movie, but do you remember Dirty Dancing? Did you see Dirty Dancing there?
Yeah.
Okay, so remember when he says no one puts baby in the corner?
Yeah.
Okay, that is literally your message. Stop putting yourself in the corner. In other words, it's time to have the same, and I mean this so sincerely, and it's so interesting because like I know you, like even just like on a heart level of what I know about you. You are very justified in promoting yourself back to your divine appointment. In other words, spirit, I don't want to say thinks the world of you. It's more than that. Spirit values your presence on earth. Spirit expects you to kind of like develop or open up or blossom just like a lotus flower. And enjoys, just like a parent would, just enjoys immensely every time you open to, and say your name one more time.
Avril.
Thank you. Every time you open to the possession of your truth, and they're flashing me, they make my life so easy, they just flash me cards now, but they're flashing me the card of, oh my gosh, strengthening bonds. So this is about strengthening bonds with your true self, your true essence. And every time you do that, it's almost like, you know, like that old like adage, you know, like, you know, you hear a bell every time like an angel earns its wings or something. Like that's literally how I feel about you. I really feel like you're this angel on earth. And so, you know, the earth experience is, it's dualistic. You know, it's good and bad. No one goes through earth without trials and tribulations. They're saying without exception, including masters. But that has nothing at all to do with your divine presence. That has nothing at all to do with your divine richness and your divine inheritance. So they're saying it's very important, even as you go through trials and tribulations, because you're in dualistic territory, to have this, like, and say your name one more time.
Avril.
Thank you. To have this, like, great respect and honor for your worth. I'm just going to say it that way. Now, your worth in terms of your balance sheet is totally irrelevant. Spirit could not care less, quite frankly. What they're looking at is your spiritual worth. As you enjoy the good life in terms of remembering your spiritual worth and receiving that and honoring that, and say your name one more time.
Avril.
You will simply spontaneously open. It's like the door is already open. You know, it's almost like a house where, you know, a friend's coming over and it's like, oh, I'll just leave the door open for you. And like, imagine that friend standing outside the door waiting for someone to open the door. And then it's getting late, so they actually have a sleeping bag over, so they roll that sleeping bag out in front of your door and take like a little snooze waiting on you. Meanwhile, the door's open. It's like that. It's with your respect for self, with your appreciation for self, with you really, really, I don't want to say really, really, but yeah, really, really, perceiving yourself as that divine being. Gosh, you're just so amazingly gifted. Every time I look at your house, I'm like, oh my gosh, if anyone should get this, it should be her. But nevertheless, it can't be, and say your name one more time.
Avril.
It's sitting there waiting for your discovery. It's not like you need this, that, and the other. It's that the more that you can appreciate yourself, the more you will permit it through.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, sweetheart. And you're, gosh, I mean, one room is more gorgeous than another over there. Just amazing to me. How many rooms do you have? Oh my gosh. But that's a story for another time. All right. Hi, Jenny. How can we help you?
Hello.
Hi.
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 So I had an interesting, I guess, dream would be what you would call it last night.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went to bed and I decided to Reiki myself, and I was awoken numerous times by our little cherub. And I think the third time I went back to sleep, I was Reikiing myself, and then I was aware that I was like almost like a transmitter, like a receiving. I could hear, it sounded like somebody was on their cell phone talking to someone.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like witnessing this or hearing this. And at the same time that I'm also aware of, like, I don't know, it felt like darker energy communicating with someone named Michael. I don't know. It was weird. And then it kind of like, it made me uncomfortable. It just felt dark. So I decided to call in Source and the white light of Source. And as I did that, I felt like this big burst of energy, either in my sacral chakra or my solar plexus, and then moved up to my heart. And what was also weird, it was as if I was awake in here, but I only realized, like, Tilly woke me up again during this, and I realized that I was not awake. So it was almost like I was in another dimension or something. It was strange and interesting, and it felt, I would like more information if you could get something.
All right. Yeah, that was my question to confirm all this, that this was actually occurring in a dream time state. How interesting.
I don't know. It didn't feel like it, but it was like I was in another dimension. I don't know. It was weird.
All right. One moment, sweetheart. All right, sweetheart, and say your first name.
Jennifer.
And say it one more time.
Jennifer.
I'm gonna come right back to you. They're literally talking, and I'm like, they need to talk to me, and they're talking. They're discussing. So give me a second.
No worries.
Okay, Stephen, how can we help you, sweetheart?
All right, I guess, let's see. I guess a general message and maybe some stuff about, I'm trying to work with this Saint Germain, and so some of the I am stuff is coming in really strong. As a matter of fact, I remembered all my stuff after you talked about it, that reading, because it was my first real experience of a major shift in spirituality was really with Saint Germain. I just didn't know it.
Mm-hmm.
But the books that the guy told me to go on to, and I read them, like, they were like some of the first spiritual books I read. So anyway, I've got access to a lot of really good stuff, and I've been guided to a lot of this I am stuff. And so just any reading, and I guess that's about it. I mean, America seems like really dead for me. I mean, the place I was living is sold, and my car is leased out, and so it's like, bye-bye America for me. So it's kind of weird. My insurance thing seems, I can't even pick up the phone and dial a few people to call. So
yeah. Okay.
It's like dying.
Well, when I tune into you, whatever you're doing, please keep it up. Because the second you started talking, I just felt amazing energy in my crown chakra. I mean, just like amazing. So you're I got it again. Every time you say something, I just start feeling it again. So you're tapping into the right stuff at this time. And that's what they're saying. They're saying application is key. And they're, when they're sharing this message with you, they're actually sharing it with all of us to simply remember that it's there for the taking, but that we have to take it. We have to claim it. It's not like it's we just sit there and we just wait to suddenly be in 5D. That there's, because we co-create, because we're in fact the divine here, that it's for us to like assume a position of power and authority and claim the good life, claim that which is due us, claim our arrival, and that as we do, we have the ability to like literally, like I'm seeing you in your light body, Stephen, and you're literally, I don't want to say jumping around, but you're traveling beyond the frequency of Earth quite regularly and quite consistently. And so it's really about you taking that time, taking that energy, and choosing your direction, choosing your focus, choosing your, oh gosh, I'm trying to mute this person, but that's not working. Well, never mind. Choosing your direction, choosing your focus, choosing like your arrival pattern, because this, oh my gosh, they're just so happy with you because they're saying, yay, finally, like this is what they've been waiting for. They've been waiting for you to like really, saying really a lot for some reason, but assume a position of authority and expect like, yeah, authority, but it's like, authority plus, because it's like authority and also realizing that you're literally the expert in the room, and to not deny it as such, not to deny it as such, because as you, oh my gosh, every time I try to like talk even, I keep seeing you in this, with this light body.
Well,
and
I had a very, very powerful experience this weekend with the light body.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, I experienced, and all the chakras were just wide open, and the energy was going in a circle from the bottom chakra up to the top, and wow. Then I was in this blue light, and then it got cellular.
Uh-huh.
So I thought, wow, if I can be like this, at least I should see some masters or something. But I didn't. I just experienced that. I didn't get any voices or. I didn't see any beings, but it was a very, very, very powerful experience. And I'm wondering, my God, what's it going to take for me to see something? You know,
well,
everybody else is like seeing all these angels and beings. And,
you're so funny. I don't want to lose. I'm just going to interrupt because I don't want to lose this. What they're saying is that you did see a master. You saw you. Like, in other words, quite frankly, I'm just going to bottom line it, guys. When we see the phenomena of a master that we recognize, like they're saying, okay, you know, that's pretty much like seeing the drapes. In other words, they are already awakened. They are in those perfect states of realization. If they could control everything on Earth just through their intention, they're saying, don't you think they would? Don't you think game would be over already? So while you see that as value, they see what you're accomplishing as greater value, because them hopping around is not going to give us the meal ticket. It's when you decide to hop, or when I say hop around, I literally see you moving in this amazing form. What you're accomplishing is the ticket to ride. And this is where they are so grateful and just acknowledging that you're like stepping into your truth and the value of it, because they're saying, see, this is your homecoming. This is your homecoming. This is the gift that you're giving yourself in terms of choosing your empowerment, choosing to orchestrate your destiny. So to see like, oh, I don't know, like phenomena or figments of the imagination is, you know, whatever master, of past consequences is not nearly as practical as, and I literally see, and they just give me like imagery, it's like, is when you put on your master gloves and then you create with that master awareness, they're saying that's the ticket home. That's when we get to party. So, It's actually the opposite.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right. You're so welcome. Let me make sure we're done with that message. One moment, please. And say your name one more time.
Stephen.
Oh my gosh. I'm grateful beyond words. They're saying, yes, this is it. This is it. This is where you like empower your truth. This is what they've been waiting for. Oh, I could kiss you.
All right.
Okay. I can hug and kiss you. They're so happy with you. Joy. There she is. Hi, sweetheart. How can we help you?
I think, just a higher message, but also I feel like I've been going into a state of like a low sort of depression, which mm-hmm. I haven't been in a long time. So I was just wondering if I could have some guidance on that.
You're allowing, you've been doing your work. Your message is like Stephen's message. It's a world of opposites. In other words, they're saying keep on carrying on because you're allowing, there we go, accelerated motion. This is you. You're allowing yourself to honor your truth. And this is, I've got energy coming through my whole body. It's so intense and yummy and delicious. You really have been avoiding yourself. I don't know what you've been doing, but you've been play acting. You're a really good actress. You can go get a job. Like in other words, like, you know, forgive me for being so crass, but it's like you've been going through the motions. And in order to do that, they're saying you're entitled for like an Academy Award. You really had to kind of block out aspects of self in order to just function, in order to just be there for the kids, whatever you were doing. And so what you have done is you're making a claim, you're making a bid to honor and graduate and really come into a place of empowered, awakened consciousness. You're gonna be bringing in some tremendous opportunities. You want a job? I see this somehow, this employment thing, like, ooh, like I see success, it's so beautiful. So in order to do that, in order to create that, you really have to be more in touch with you. And they're saying a promise is a promise because you've been asking for this, you've been begging for this almost. And I literally see they're flashing me the card that it's someone with like butterfly wings and it says manifestation or manifestation power or something like that. I can find it later if you want, but regardless, this is what you're claiming. Oh my God, the energy coming through me is so intense. It's beautiful. This is your energy. And so this is what you're claiming. In order to do that, you've got to clean out the closets. You got to clean out the cobwebs. You have to come to resolution with those places that literally you have avoided. So the reason that you're feeling this is what's been suppressed. This has been denied. And it's actually good that it's coming forth because quite frankly, oh gosh, there was opportunity for you to get ill. If it didn't come forth, because it's like what you shove and you think is going to go away, doesn't. It just gets suppressed. So you in your brilliance, you in your high functioning awareness have decided to play ball. And so you're literally making everything that was unconscious conscious, because it's sort of like if you're cleaning, it looks really nice and clean, but when you open up those drawers and you see the dust bunnies and the jelly from 5 sandwiches ago or whatever, it's like it gets messier, even though it looked really good on the outside. But you have understood that you have the ability now to deal with it. And so this is the reason this is coming up for healing. So you really want to honor it and listen to it. Listen to what it is that needs healing. Listen to what it is that needs releasing. And then simply just bring it to the light. You know, just be like, gosh, you know, thank gosh that this is coming to be healed. And just do all those wonderful things to help move the energy. You may want to journal. You may want to be out in nature and allow nature to bring you some healing. Drink warm water, not warm, but room temperature water to allow the emotions to kind of clear through. Yeah, journal would be good, and then really just work with spirit, you know, to help you release, help you release, because my very strong feeling is you're on a journey of awakening, you're on a journey home, and you're on a journey of empowerment, And in order to do that, you really need all of yourself back. It's kind of like, okay, like cleaning out a closet. Okay, let me dig in here. Let me like really dig in here. What's this? I didn't even know this dropped. You know, why is this on the floor? It's that sort of thing. Yeah, it's like parts of you that were on the floor that you just, I can't deal with you now. I can't deal with you now. I have to function. And now it's like, okay, now we're dealing with you because you can, because you're ready. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah, that's before I signed on, so it's just, yeah, it was good.
Good, awesome. Okay, so nice to see you. So good. I'll send you some white light, too, to help you along.
Thank you.
Okay, all right. Terry? Hi, Terry, if you're still there, you just want to unmute, bottom left corner. Okay, I'm going to try to unmute to help you along there. It's not working for my side today for some reason. Yeah, I need you to do that. All right, so while Terry is busy trying to figure that out, we will jump to Kim. Hi, Kim.
Hello.
Hi, how can we help you?
Now I see Joy on the screen. I'm confused. Okay, I'm looking at the name Joy Wah for some reason. I don't see you. I don't know what's going on.
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you and I can see you.
Okay, all right, we'll fix that.
Okay.
All right. Oh boy. When you said that you had your dog throwing up this morning and all kinds of things going on, I had the same kind of morning. It's like everything going on. You saw me the other day and I had daughter drama.
Mm-hmm.
I have more daughter drama, but I also have house drama.
Mm-hmm.
I was on the phone this morning trying to find an electrician.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about power in your opening.
Mm-hmm.
I have no power in my master bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no outlets, no lights or anything. I found that out last night. I finally got out for a pedicure. It did something for me. Come home to that issue.
Mm-hmm.
But my daughter didn't tell me about another issue. That right before I signed on with you, I'm out with the electrician. He goes, any chance you have any water coming in, any roof leak? And all of a sudden she's getting in her door locked. And I'm like, Rachel, where are you? I need your help. Dina, Rachel. Turns out, can you hear me? My internet's a little wonky in my bedroom here.
Yeah, I'm fine.
I'm hiding in here.
Okay.
There's a leak in her bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
There's a leak in her bedroom ceiling. And she didn't tell me. She knew yesterday, and she didn't tell me. And so I was like freaking. So I'm calling electricians, looking for roofers. As you know, with the rain,
mm-hmm.
so far they're all very busy. They can't get here so quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Could be days. So it's just, if it rains again, it's just gonna rain right into her bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
The wall's all wet. I don't know how many days it's been like that. She says, she saw it yesterday and she was afraid to tell me. I don't know why, maybe because she knows I was still upset about the weekend with the car being towed and everything that happened with her. But she's been like hibernating, like since that happened, like not communicative. All I get out of her is,
mm-hmm.
you know, she breathes into this cocoon. And she makes things worse, like, and so I'm like, you said the other day that more, and my husband is also still in New York, so
mm-hmm.
I'm dealing with all this by myself,
mm-hmm.
Trying to save my house from falling apart. Place is a wreck since she moved home. It was a wreck before, but since she moved home, all her stuff everywhere, and like, I can only help myself. I'm not gonna let my home and my family and my house fall apart.
Mm-hmm.
I know I'm repeating myself over and over. I guess I just need whatever guidance you can give me today.
Okay.
If she doesn't want a message from you today.
Okay.
She's hiding.
and just take a deep breath and then breathe that out fully. And then do that one more time. That would be the postman. Yes, the postman. All right, we're just gonna take a holy moment. Come here. Come here, baby. Yes, I'm glad your barking's still working. Okay, I'm glad you're feeling better. Yes, thank you for letting me know. Oh my goodness. All right, sweetheart. So you've had time to breathe. He's had time to bark. And let's see how we can help you. One moment, please. I'm just gonna move to a higher frequency. All right, sweetheart, and say your first name.
Kim.
And say it one more time.
Kim.
You have opportunity to move to a higher frequency still. So here's the first part of the message. So let's just address this part first. This is very similar to what I was saying when we first began, if you were here, is it's so funny, we really are mirroring each other today. Like literally, I mean, it's almost like comical, you know, because that's just how, almost like the devil comes at us a little bit. It's you know, when you start holding light, it's you start attracting everything but light is what occurs. And so it's like a little bit of this self-test. It's not like an external test. It's just you're working with your various aspects of self. And so as you're responding to the light, and you empower that, it's like the other energies come up. So the question is, where do you place your attention? Where do you place your resolve? Where do you place your focus? And so the first part of your message really was the same thing that I was sharing initially, is that this is about like continuing to move, you know, the world would call it your happy place. But Spirit's calling it your true ascension value. In other words, to claim your right to stay in your higher awareness, in your highest attunement, in your highest frequency, because truly that is your God-given right, and that it really doesn't matter what comes against you, what you know the wind brings in. As you attune to that encapsulated structure, that evolved place of stature, that is what ultimately brings your victory, because everything you're experiencing in this like linear association and in this linear environment in truth is consciousness. So in essence, and I've got energy going through my whole body confirming this right now for you, what you're attending to is your own consciousness. You're dreaming. You're dreaming the house, you're dreaming the water leak, you're dreaming all of this. So the question is, how do you want to go about your dream? Do you want to go about it with the lower energies, or Spirit's inviting you, and I mean you specifically, they're working with you, helping you to leave those almost like knee-jerk reactions, sort of like, well, that's just how the world works. But what they're saying is, come on board, come on board. It's like one of those songs from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, like, come on board, where you're being offered this new place of arrival, this new focus. And as you dream in big, as you open up to receive that higher vibration, they are going to help you to align. They are going to help you to restore. And they're going to help you kind of like feel the peace, you know, kind of through the storm. So this is what they're teaching you. And they're showing you how more advanced you are in this area than you really believe that you are. That you have much more capacity to continue to align to this like higher truth, to this higher focus. And in reality, the funny thing is that actually helps what we would call the linear associations, like the linear problems, because then it's sort of like, you know, like attracts us. So the higher our vibration goes, the faster we can start producing miracles for ourselves, including finding someone that can help us with our problems, that kind of thing. So it really works from both levels. So again, they're saying to remember that the first thing that I said was, can you take that deep breath? Because the breath, when you take the breath, what you're doing is you're claiming spirit. When you take those breaths, you're really breathing in your spirit into your body. And so that is sort of like your reminder, and they're suggesting, remember to breathe, remember to breathe. But when you remember to breathe, to also remember that you're signaling spirit to come take over, to really bring yourself into that higher attunement, to that higher frequency of focus. And so from there, and say your name one more time. What you're going to find is, oh my gosh, I'm literally seeing like an avalanche of ideas. What I'm seeing is, as you bring in that higher arrangement, that higher reality, you actually get, not that you aren't already, but you bring in your power in terms of coming up with creative awarenesses that you wouldn't see in that first level of response, when you're just dealing with, oh, you know, here we go, blah, 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 blah. And that's what they're promising you. And say your name one more time, Kim. You're actually, sorry to say actually, but you're more evolved than you realize. You're more awakened than you realize. So it's about trusting that, opening up to that. It's sort of like having, imagine having like clothes that you bought from a store and then you forgot you bought them. So you're like, you're going through your drawers or whatever, and it's like, oh, wait a minute, I forgot that I had this. It feels exactly like that energetically. It's like, oh my gosh, I forgot that I could tune into this. I forgot that this is here for me. That's exactly what it feels like to me. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So powerful for you, so powerful. They are with you. Your guides are literally holding your hand. I mean, like, they are there helping you, instructing you, helping you to like open up and trust that this is like, this is practical. Like, this isn't just like, oh, I'm reading a spiritual book, this is really nice. And they're like, no, this is actually user friendly. This is actually, this is like where it starts getting good, because this is very practical. All right, my friend.
Yes, he froze up a little bit, so I guess it means I should probably leave it at that. I was going to just ask you, how do I help my daughter, but you'll probably say to raise my frequency, but I'm ready to put her in an institution. That's how I feel.
Oh my gosh.
Really?
How you can help your daughter, and say your first name one more time?
Kim.
Grace her with light. Grace her with light. In other words, you can cover her with white light. You can really like fill her whole room with white light. And they're saying, don't be scared in trying out your abilities. Don't be scared in trying out your power. Because as you bring her that white light, it's gonna help lift her mood. It's gonna help lift her to a higher place. That white light is very, very powerful. I mean, it's really God energy. You are the creator being here. Like what we were saying to Stephen, it's like, we don't need Saint Germain, we need us to wake up to the same abilities that Saint Germain had. And that's what we're claiming, that's what we're learning. That's they said like to Avril, to remember your divine. Because as you remember your divine, you're no longer helpless, you're not just this linear being. You have the ability to lend your daughter support. So as you claim that for her, you can bathe her in white light. You can fill her room with white light. You can say prayers on her behalf for her to hear. She's very psychic. Oh my gosh, is she psychic. For her to hear her own angelic committee, for her to hear her own spiritual guidance. So if you're still working through your own like personal issues, it's kind of like, well, right now I'm a little frustrated with her. And it's like, all the more reason why she should get the benefit of her own guidance rather than filtered through, you know, whatever energies are going on between the two of you. So this is a great way to lend help and not even have to engage yet. So these are very, very powerful, they're saying, accessories to like take along. So it's sort of like they're showing me, like, if I handed you a brush, you can brush your hair and then drop it in your purse in case you want to brush your hair at another time, brush your hair later. So, and again, and say your name one more time.
Kim.
Yeah, you're more powerful than you realize. You're more powerful than you realize to be of support.
I'm going to do the same thing for my husband, who's still in New York, comes home tomorrow. He's got already a lot of work stuff going on. They're calling him up there.
Mm-hmm.
He's did a spiritual place mm-hmm. on a high, and then he said now the calls are coming in from the office, all kinds of problems he never even had before we went away. And I'm like, I'm going to send him light too, because I can't fix them.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't.
Yeah.
But I'm just going to bathe them in light, like you said, as soon as I raise my vibration
mm-hmm.
higher.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you so much.
Perfect.
I love
your
cat in the background.
I got the whole, I mean, today is just my day. Just my day. So we're just going to.
So I don't mind.
We're going to keep smiling through it. Okay, so we are back to Jenny and her dream. All right, one moment, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right, just do me a favor, because I just want to tune into it energetically. If you can just summarize the dream, just so I can hear you say it energetically.
Okay. I'm not sure that it was a dream, but that's what I'll say.
Right.
So I was raking myself. I went to bed raking myself.
Right.
And I was experiencing lots of things. And then when I was woken to get Tilly, I was definitely in a deeper state than what I was when I was just laid down to bed, but I don't quite know if I was sleeping. But in this state, I was still raking myself, but I was also tuning into hearing what sounded like somebody else's phone call. Like I was picking up on, like I was like a radio transmitter receiving communication, but didn't feel like it was to me. It was like I was overhearing a conversation while I'm raking myself. And then I also, it felt like there was something of lower energy speaking. It was saying Michael, though. So it felt like I was talking to me, but I'm not sure. And then when I got, I don't want to say fearful, but it just didn't feel good. So I called in the white light at source. And when I did that, I felt a burst of energy. It was either my sacral or my solar plexus chakra. And then it moved up and came out my heart chakra as well. And then I woke up got up to feed Tilly.
Well, the only thing I know for certain is when you say that burst of that energy, I could feel it, and it is mighty powerful. That is the only thing that I pick up on, that it's like, yeah, when you say that burst of energy, I feel it, and wow, I mean, like, good, amazing support. The rest of it, I'm like clueless. Let me pull a card. Hold on. Yeah, you can ask while I'm pulling them. Oh, there you are.
I was going to say, is there anything more with that energy? Because I get it. I experience that a lot, in meditation or, just in relaxed states.
Yeah, you're really learning how to pull that in and work with it, because I still feel it. So when from the second you said the word burst, I am still feeling that energy. It hasn't stopped yet. It still hasn't stopped yet. From the second you said that one word, it's still going. So you're learning how to hold that energy is what it is.
Okay.
So that's fantastic. I mean, just expect more of it, and expect it like in all different ways. Expect it, if it comes up against places where you've got blocks or whatever, because your destiny, I've got energy coming through my whole body when I said that. Your destiny is really to be one with that energy. And as you do, you're going to heal yourself and then offer that to the world. So it's good, it's important, and it's going to be coming in drips and drabs, sometimes a lot, sometimes a little. And it's exactly what it's supposed to be. You're learning how to honor yourself. It's really a process of honoring yourself, and you're going to have it be spit in your face where you have dishonored yourself. And they're literally showing me a record playing around and around and around, like like until you heal that, you'll just, it'll keep coming, and it's going to come with the force now because you're holding more energy. So don't let it frighten you at all. I literally see this card. It's from one of my decks that I just don't have it memorized, but write me later and I'll tell you what it says. But the man is holding this huge crystal. I mean, like huge crystal, like a pillar of a crystal on his back. And he's carrying it up. And that's literally what you're doing. So getting back to what I wanted to say before, the places where you have blockages, I literally see, like imagine a storm, a really, really bad storm. And it's like you've got these cliffs, like almost like on the side of California or like Ireland or whatever, where you got like these big cliffs kind of thing. And the water's just slapping, like really intensely, my friend, slapping and slapping and slapping. That's what I feel like is going to occur in your life, where anything that you have not healed now, and so be ready for it. Don't be upset, don't be concerned with whatever comes your way, because it's set up for your success. No harm is going to come to you, but you have to play ball, because this is about teaching yourself how to, oh my God, the energy coming through is so intense. This is about teaching you how to claim your true inheritance, how to claim your true self, how to hold that energy. And so places where you have been amiss, places where you got tongue-tied, places where, you know, it just wasn't happening in the past, are coming back for karmic review for your dismissal. Understand that? For your dismissal. So don't be concerned at all if you just don't have 100% peaceful days, because quite frankly, you don't want them. You don't want peaceful days right now. You want the pot to be stirred, because you have the power. You're a little bit like Joy's right now. Like, you know you can do this now. So you are calling this forth quite willingly, because you're not scared, and because you now know how to claim that light and bring in that light and hold that light. So I can guarantee you that's going on, and will be going on, and will continue to be going on. And you wouldn't want it any other, from a higher perspective, you would not want it any other way, because you're teaching yourself how to hold your light. And you're really right on schedule, you're right on target, you're actually doing beautifully. You really are doing beautifully. Now, what the phone call thing was about and the Michael, I don't really have a clue. I got the card of disruption. So yeah, I'm thinking calling on the white light would be appropriate. I've got the card of disruption. So
yeah,
something was going not so great. Let me see if
it
I
felt like interference. Yeah.
Yeah. But when I tune into you, you feel perfectly fine.
Is that something that, you know, when I'm doing anything like that, energy work, should I be shielding myself or?
Yeah, you should be calling on protection, as I say that, because I don't as much as I should. But I have my gatekeeper, and what they're telling me is I'm protected 24/7. So you have a gatekeeper? Do you have a gatekeeper? Do you?
I've used Archangel Michael because you've mentioned it in the past, but I don't know. Can you find out if I have a gatekeeper?
Okay. So you, what I will do is after the session, I'm going to email you the instructions I use for channeling. But here's the thing. I actually don't do that anymore, because I just made this agreement, because I basically channel 24/7, whoever I'm talking to, and they work through me 24/7. In those instructions, when it says call in a gatekeeper, I think it's in the instructions, but in case it isn't, I just made the agreement that I'm requesting them 24/7. And so I always have that protection. Always have that protection. It's almost like I'm always on. Like my job, well, you know me, my job and my personal life, there's really very little separation at this point.
Yeah.
It's the same with you. The same with you. Because as you keep accelerating, your mission statement is going to start becoming very, very obvious in the near future, sooner rather than later.
Yeah. I've been guided with a lot of I think, information on that, you know, what comes with your light grows and mm-hmm. how to handle that. So that's useful.
Mm-hmm.
One other follow-up with that,
sure.
I feel like one of the you know, things that's coming up for healing is a relationship with my brother, and we've started having more, I guess, meaningful contact, and I just wanted to know if there was any guidance. I feel like he might be awakening a bit. I don't know, just any guidance on handling our relationship.
It's easy. You're helping him. I can tell you right now, you're helping him. You're working with him. Oh my God, the energy coming through me is so beautiful. I'm so glad you asked the question because I just feel good all over right now. You're helping him heal. So you're working with him outside of the boundary of space-time continuum. So it would be like having telepathic conversations. I don't know, but you guys are actually very much involved with each other right now. You're helping him. You're helping him. Let me just see if there's anything else. Say your first name and his first name.
Jennifer Christopher.
I don't know what it is, but there's something where he's a little remedial. Like there's something where he almost like skipped a step in life. So he's kind of has to go backwards and heal something that you think he one should figure that out when they're a teenager. I don't know what it is. And say his name one more time.
Christopher.
There's a place in his life where he comes up empty. And he has a lot of defenses to cover it, but he knows that he's not cutting mustard, so to speak. And so you're helping him to kind of catch up is what it is. But there's a place where, oh my gosh, he may be defensive, he may get angry, whatever it is, it's a cover up. It's a cover up because he's getting triggered because underneath it is insecurity because he's very aware. And say his name one more time.
Christopher.
He's very aware that he's lacking. He's very aware he's lacking. So what you're doing right now is I literally see you like pulling him up like by this pants, like, come on, here we go. And he's come into alignment where he's like, he's done running scared and he's like, it's too exhausting running. He's like, I'm ready. So I forget what you said, but regardless, you're helping him. You're working with him.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for that.
Okay, you're welcome. And I love your backdrop. I should get, oh my gosh, and I love your front drop. Hello. Hi, sweetheart. Little Buddha there. So beautiful.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, so let us close. Indeed, we are with many guests, young and old, yes? We are quite blessed to have this fortunate experience to travel with the best of the best. Please experience yourselves as such. When you need a helping hand, call on the Master's energy and we will assist. You see, we know who you are in each moment. Until next time, we remain ever grateful, ever ready to serve. Namaste. Thank you, everybody, so much. Thank you for being patient as I go through my trials today. And I just have so much love and joy and respect for each of you. And I literally, they're flashing me the card. It makes my life so helpful. I just see cards now. But it's the card of completion with the nine, and it's fulfillment of wishes. So literally, and I don't know how to explain this. I just feel this so strongly today. There is like this new energy in town. There's this new promotion where we are not slipping and sliding as such. Like we're still going through, you know, consciousness. So it's gonna have the ups and downs. But there's like this fortified, like I literally see those steel structures, like when you're building a building. There's this like fortified energy reserve that we're working with now. And we're really kind of learning systematically how to harness our higher vibration, how to, not signal our readiness, just kind of acquaint ourselves with the opportunities that are afforded. I mean, we're literally swimming through consciousness. opening up to working with this higher energy source. So they're saying it's a process. It's a process, but energetically, we are stronger as a group than we were a week ago. Than a week ago, I could just feel it. So just wanted to pass that along. And other than that, have a beautiful day and week. And much love to everybody.
Thank you.
All right.